Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall23 back in our video. In this video I'm going to be talking about lazy churches and lazy Christians who refuse to ever preach the gospel. Because unfortunately out there are some churches, some congregations of real, saved, Bible-believing, born-again Christians with right doctrine and with a right understanding of the gospel, but who are lazy and unwilling to do the work of preaching the gospel. Now, the root of the problem does not lie simply with the people of the church, but most of the time it's with the leadership of the church, the pastors and the deacons who should be organizing the soul winning and the evangelism. There are even some churches with the title of Baptists who don't do any soul winning, and then there's some who do soul winning, but only once or twice a month, or they go out rarely in special events or anything like this. But Jesus commanded us to preach as much as possible. He said in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And then he also commanded in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19-20, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." And this is what we repeatedly see happen in the book of Acts, that the apostles and the early church actually went out to preach the gospel. They actually obeyed the command of Jesus and went to get people saved. For example, after Peter's sermon to the Jews in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, this happened in Acts chapter 2, verse 41. It says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." So from the work of the church on the first day of his existence, on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people were saved just because Peter delivered this sermon to the people of Jerusalem. Now it says also in Acts chapter 4, verse 4, "Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. This wasn't long after Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "You shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." They obeyed his command, and they taught the gospel. They shared the gospel with other people who were unsaved, because if you don't do that, then people aren't going to get saved. You need to actually preach the gospel in order for somebody to accept the gospel. Even when the disciples were faced with persecution, too, when they were met with those who were trying to get them to stop, they continued to preach. It says in Acts chapter 4, verse 18-20, "And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Remember, the Bible says we ought to obey God rather than men. So maybe part of the problem with the lazy Christians, with the lazy churches, is the fact that they're afraid of persecution. They're afraid of people criticizing them for sharing the gospel and for preaching God's word. Or it could be a combination of both laziness and fear of persecution. They think that it might be too much work both to preach the gospel, but also to encounter those in the world who are hostile to them and hostile to the word of God. But the Bible tells us in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And then it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19-20, "And for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." So there may even be some people who are who we meet to witness to, who are completely messed up in their sin, who completely just don't care about what the Bible says, wicked people who are just against the scripture, but it doesn't matter at all, because the gospel is a power of God, because God is on our side when we go out preaching. The conversion of these people is not simply by our own work. It's not simply by our own doing. It's through the working of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost guides these people, and they choose whether or not to respond to the preaching of God's word. So remember, the Bible says it's the power of God unto salvation. So that's why we shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel. We shouldn't be afraid of going out and preaching, but we should rather speak it boldly, as Paul did, and as the other apostles did, even in the face of persecution. Because in the end, it's the gospel that gets people saved. Without it, people cannot be saved. And that's another false doctrine which needs to be addressed briefly. The idea of both some Calvinists out there who believe that God's just going to choose everybody and they're going to get saved no matter what, so there's no point in soul winning. and then other Baptists who think that people get saved without the preaching of God's word. But the fact is that you can't get saved without the preaching of God's word, and that's a fact that's unfortunately not understood by some churches out there. There are some churches with a word like Baptist in their name who don't understand the fact that you need to preach the word of God in order for somebody to get saved. It says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 17, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall I call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if somebody doesn't preach God's word, the lost cannot hear God's word, they cannot understand God's word. If they do not hear God's word, they cannot accept God's word, and therefore they will not be saved. It's only through evangelism, through witnessing to the lost, through explaining and preaching the gospel to the unsaved, that they can actually get their sins forgiven. And that's exactly what Romans 10 teaches, but we see this elsewhere. For example, when Peter met with Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, it says in verse 37 to verse 43, that word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he who which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. If we don't preach his name, if we don't preach anything about Jesus as Jesus commanded us, then people are not going to have remission of sins. So if you're in a church that's lazy, that doesn't want to do the work of preaching the gospel, doesn't want to go out soul winning, I advise you that you take scripture into consideration and go out and preach the gospel, and at least show some of these scriptures to other people in your congregation to explain to them, maybe even your pastor, or if you are a pastor out there or whatever, because this is what the Bible says, this is what the Bible commands us to do, to preach the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. So doing this good work for God is more important than anything else. It saves people from hell. We need to consider that once we were unsaved as well, once we did not have forgiveness of sins, but thankfully somebody taught us the gospel, somebody preached the gospel unto us, now we should go out and do the same thing. We're made ministers of God. We're called the ambassadors of Christ in the Bible. So thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.